It's Poncho in the Morning with Cassie.
So here's the story. This is kind of cool. I didn't realize that this was going to happen until it's going to happen. We are bringing you Black Sabbath. They're going to be at the Scotiabank Saddle Dome, so in Calgary.
Rival Sons opening up, and we're going to have tickets to give away all week long, and we kind of came up with a new contest.
Well, at least he sings better than he talks.
If you've ever heard Ozzy Osbourne speak in interviews, not when he's singing, but whenever he's just talking, he can be extremely difficult to understand.
Well, I mean, even when the show The Osbournes was on TV, they would have subtitles for when he was talking, even though he speaks English.
So we're going to roll out a little bit of, we're going to play you some Ozzy audio and tell us what Ozzy is talking about. We don't need specifics. We just want to know in general.
Yeah, the subject. Like, what exactly is he referring to?
And if you can do that, these Sabbath tickets are yours. Good luck.
I sleepwalk alone, you know. So I was stark naked, right? And I don't know whether I'm dreaming. I don't know whether it's really happening or what. But I look into Sharon's dressing room. I'm there. Open the door. And I see a figure behind the dressing table. I'm going, is this a dream? And suddenly this guy makes a run for the window. My usual behavior would go, Sharon, you've got a visitor, and run out.
What?
You know what it reminds me of? Have you ever seen the movie Snatch, where Brad Pitt plays the role of this boxer? They're called Pikeys, and you can't understand a single word that they say. That's what I think of when I hear that. So what is Ozzy talking about? Ozzy says what? Exactly.
Yes.
Rock 105.3, good morning.
Hey, how's she going?
Good. Who are we speaking with?
This is Mike.
Mike, what is Ozzy talking about?
I'm not really sure. I think maybe they were just getting ready to go out, and yeah, I don't know.
Okay, all right.
Good try, though, this morning.
Good try, but Mike, that is not it. Thank you.
Yeah, it's confusing.
Okay, man, it is very confusing, yes. Rock 105.3, hello.
Hello.
Hey there, what's your name?
Angela,
what is Ozzy blathering about?
I believe he's blathering about when somebody broke into their house because he was naked in Sharon's dressing room and he didn't know whether he was dreaming or not.
Now, do you understand? So what, do you have a degree in the language of Ozzy, or were you familiar with that episode from The Osbournes?
Well, I'm a little bit familiar with the episode, but I'm also married to somebody from Birmingham, so I get that goofy accent.
Nice. So it's an actual... It's his actual accent of where he comes from? That's what it comes down to?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, here, so we're just going to play the clip again.
I sleepwalk alone, you know? So I was stark naked, right? And I don't know whether I'm dreaming, I don't know whether it's really happening or what, but I look into Sharon's dressing room, I'm there, open the door, and I see a figure behind the dressing table. I'm going, is this a dream? And suddenly this guy makes a run for the window. My usual behavior would go, Sharon, you've got a visitor, and run out.
I've listened to that maybe 6 times this morning, and I still don't. I still can't understand what he's saying. Angela, you got your you got yourself tickets to Black Sabbath. Hang on, okay?
Awesome! Oh my God!
Poncho in the Morning with Cassie on Rock 105.3.
Cassie, letting me know it's number 99's birthday today. I'm like, is it really? Can I guess
how old he is?
Yeah,
sure.
Let me do a little bit of abacus arithmetic, okay? So, thinking back to when he was just a young kid with the Oilers and the Oiler Dynasty. 54, 55, somewhere around there.
He's 55 years old
today. Is he 55? Yeah. Eddie Van Halen also having a birthday today. He's 61. In celebration, the 6 o'clock six-pack will all be Eddie Van Halen tunes, so a.k.a. Van Halen, whether that's Diamond Dave or the Red Rocker, talking to the dude that gives us our morning cup of Javas, so Jimmy at the Timmy's, and he was telling me that he got back from holidays, and I'm like, oh, where were you? So he's got family in Winnipeg. He had never been there before.
Uh-oh. Did he have a little bit of a shock to the system? Because winter there is different than winter here.
So he's working, right? And I think he had to catch himself from throwing out a couple of adult-like descriptive words in terms of referencing the weather in the Keystone. And he's like, it was cold. I'm like, yeah, it's cold out there. And then he said he stopped in Moose Jaw on the way back home. He's like, it was cold there, too. He says he was never so happy, so relieved to get back to Medicine Hat. And I'm like, We have it good here. You had a really, really, really good point if you had never experienced a true Canadian winter.
Well, yeah, if you grew up here in Medicine Hat and you've only experienced our winters, it's not a true prairie winter by any means, especially if you've lived in Regina or Saskatoon or Winnipeg or any of those places.
We really are so fortunate here in the Forgotten Corner. We almost have our own little climate weather system, you know. I mean, if you think about the temperatures that we get in the summer, and here we are at the end of January, potential highs of 14.
Well, have we even had a minus 30 degree weather this winter?
I don't know. Here, this is how I dictate if it's a cold winter or not. How many times have you plugged the vehicle in? Zero times.
That's so true.
Mild winter.
Rancho in the Morning with Cassie on Rock 105.3.
I like Canadian Tire, one of my favorite stores, because they got pallets of duct tape, a wonderful selection of plaid. It's basically everything that I could ever want. And I'm usually in there twice a week. I have never, ever in my life experienced this. This happened to you and your man firsthand.
It did. Just last week, we're, you know, just checking out some toolboxes, looking at some other stuff. Like you, we both enjoy shopping.
Sure.
At Canadian Tire. And I went away for a bit, but my husband ran into this guy who was in the tool area who had brought in something of his own.
It was a pump of sorts, from what we can understand. He was fixing it in the aisle using Canadian Tire's tools. He had no intentions of buying them. He brings in his gear so he can fix it right there. He asks your man
for help.
To help and to cover him. I don't know if I'm mortified or impressed.
I think it's a little bit of both, right? Because, I mean, it's kind of smart, you know, if you don't want to have to buy the tool to take in what you need to be fixed. Like, oh, I'm just going to do this real quick and walk out of there. How did he walk in with this thing to begin with and no one questioned him?
Because it's a little ballsy to do that.
Yeah.
At the same time, I'm like, gee, you know what? That's not a half bad idea, right? If you need to, you know, use a golden schlong poofta and you don't have one in your garage, heck, just head on down to Canadian. But don't even just bore right walk down to the tool. I have never seen that before.
I bet it happens a lot, though.
And at one point, you said the guy was sitting cross-legged in the floor working on this piece of equipment with Canadian Tire's tools.
And he got away with it.
I hope it's running. Whatever it is, yeah. I hope it's fixed. I mean, you know, do what you got to do to save money. But I don't know how I feel about this.
Well, it's almost like going into McDonald's and taking a whole bunch of ketchup and just walking out.
That's true. I like the packets. They're great for road trips, right? Likewise with the plastic utensils.
Poncho in the Morning with Cassie. The hat's best rock all day. Rock 105.3.
Feels nice to cruise the streets with the window down. Do you still say it, roll the window down? I mean, when's the last time you saw...
You actually had to roll it down? I think I do. Yeah, I've never actually thought about that.
You still say roll the window down? You know what? I would, in a heartbeat, if I could, because most vehicles now have the power windows, and mine included. If I could keep three and just get the driver's side window to... Just even the action of, right, of rolling that baby down and then sticking your elbow out there. Really, there's some satisfaction in that.
Well, and then, of course, a lot of the automated ones, you hit it for 1 second and it rolls down the entire way, too.
I know. There's not as much pleasure in it as there used to be. Or, okay, all right, so you still roll down the window. When you're watching something on a PVR... Do you still fast forward and rewind? Hey, rewind that. Or if you're listening to a CD, hey, rewind that song. Do you still use rewind and fast forward?
Well, yeah, because it's still necessary to rewind or fast forward something.
No, you skip it. It would be you'd skip it back or cue it back.
Not necessarily. It says there's still the rewind and fast forward on the remote.
But you're not physically rewinding anything. It's all up there somewhere in the Ethernet. However,
since when are you getting technical about something?
Not technical. It's just where I spend a lot of my life. Back in the 80s, you know, back when you could rewind things and when you could roll down windows.
The little things you miss.
And only the elite had the option of the one-touch power window. So if I wonder if that's an option. I don't want four power windows. I just want three in the roll-down driver's side window. High of plus 12 today, I think.
Yeah. It's weird to hear you say plus 12. It's already seven in the gas city.
Members of the Rock Army, 2 weeks tomorrow, grand prize draw, as we offer up something exclusive for our Rock Army members. Rock your Valentine.
Someone is going to win a beautiful ring. It has a rare pink stone and diamond ring from Gold Dust Jewelry and Manufacturing. It's valued at $500. It is gorgeous. So guys, if you're entering, you can give it to someone special, or girls, maybe you just want to treat yourself.
Now, if you're not a member of the Rock Army, you can still get involved with this. Become one. It is free, as is collecting our Rock Army points, because you have to redeem 250 to put your name into this. And it all starts at rock1053.ca.
Find Two in the Morning with Cassie, the Hat's best rock all day.
On Rock 105.3.
Going to give you an opportunity to put it to use. Win yourself some tickets for Medicine at Musical Theater's version of Noises Off.
This production is happening throughout February, February 5th and 6th, and then the 12th and 13th and 14th, and then the weekend after that as well. It's a play within a play. It sounds absolutely hilarious. We had Hayden in yesterday, and he was talking about how they have a rotating set.
A two-story rotating set that just flips over on a dime. Of course, everything that they put their hands on, I mean, these actors are committed to putting on a great show. If you've checked it out before, if you've checked out one of their performances, you know what I'm talking about. So it's going to work like this.
It's Poncho and Cassie's Disaster Piece Theater on Rock 105.3.
You and I are going to do a little bit of acting here this morning. Probably you more so than me. And if you can tell us what movie we're acting out, we'll hook you up with these Noises Off tickets. Are you in character yet?
Yeah, I like this movie. This is one of my favorite. They're apparently working on a fourth.
Oh, there's a hint right there. Yeah. I'll say action.
I've lost my mojo.
Oh, so that's why
Yes.
I thought you didn't like me.
Oh, no, baby. You're very shangadelic. I just didn't want to fall in love again. And I thought you'd never love me without my mojo. It's not you. You're fab. You're switched on. You're a little bit of all right. Yes.
Oh, for the love of humanity. Cut. Poncho, I know this is radio, but maybe you can maybe visit the makeup chair and get a haircut.
You actually did a really great job of that role. I'm quite impressed.
I've watched it maybe once or twice. Hi there, Rock 105.3.
How are you?
Oh, I do very well. How are you?
Good. I'm good, thanks.
What's your name?
Nicole,
what did you think of our acting chops?
Oh, it was great.
Yeah.
What movie were we acting?
It's Austin Powers, but I don't know what one. I don't know if it was The Spy That Shagged Me or Spy.
Hey, you know what? I've been told to always go with your first guess. Always go with your intuition. So you said what? The Spy Who Shagged Me?
Yes.
Exactly what we're looking for. I was playing the role of Heather Graham. She actually is celebrating her birthday today.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. She's 46? Holy crap. I didn't think she was that old.
Crazy.
That old, huh?
Sorry.
All right, then. That's how it is. Nicole, you got yourself a couple of tickets for Noises Off. Hang on, okay?
Okay, thanks.
It's Poncho in the Morning with Cassie. Weekdays 5:30 to 11 on the